You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
It's Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, 9 o'clock. That means it's time is for Live in the Devil's Lair here on 92.7 FM, streaming worldwide at MagsIncRadio.com. My name is Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Mags Inc. Radio is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally owned smoke shop, wide variety of American-made glass, now 3 Madison locations. Find them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's sales. Madison, Monona, Sun Prairie, and find them online at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
And it is time now, Jimmy, for the Devil's Lair, and we are live. Hailing out of Madison, the People Brothers Band have been putting out albums and performing shows and festivals around the Midwest for more than a decade. The People Brothers Band also put on music festivals of their own at the Driftless Music Gardens in Yuba, Wisconsin. And to say that the band has been affected by the pandemic is an understatement. But like many of the artists in our community, the People Brothers Band have stepped up to the plate to adapt with the times. Jimmy, here with us to talk about all this and perform for us live in the Devil's Lair is Bobby G, Craig Bauman, and Teresa of the People Brothers Band. Bobby, Craig, Teresa, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, people.
People powered. Teresa, the People Brothers Band is a group of eclectic musicians whose mission is to bring people together by spreading love through music. It sounds like the summer of 1967 all over again. Tell us about your mission.
I think that how we all feel is kind of that music is like the universal language. It is something that binds us. It is all-encompassing. It is a huge part of life. And so for us, it was just natural to come together and put it all out there for the world just like that, to spread love through music.
844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. If you would like to ask a question to the People Brothers Band.
Teresa, Bobby G and yourself also play on an album by fellow People Brother Craig Bauman and his band The Story. Are you guys just like one big family?
We are 100% one big family. The love that we share together is absolutely like siblings, like as if we were blood.
So, you know, we had asked our trivia question. Nobody could seem to figure it out. There's 8 people in the band, but how many of them are actually brothers?
Should we get that question? Do you want to do it again? See if we can get somebody to call in?
We could try. Maybe we'll ask again. There's the question. How many of the People Brothers are actually brothers? You know, the first song that you're going to play tonight is called Nothing Brings Me to You. And it's not a People Brothers Band song, but it's a song from Craig Bauman and The Story. Craig, tell us something about this song before you play it.
This song has some roots way back. The co-writer, actually, him and I went to preschool together. So this was 3 decades of culmination coming together. And Bobby and T came out and sang on the session with us, and we had a grand time singing it. So we're going to sing it for you tonight.
Let's hear it. It's the People Brothers Band live in the Devil's Lair. Thank you.
It's been too long since I've seen your face. You were sent down by love, true grace. The cold road is long. My legs, they are tired, but still I carry on. I have climbed many mountains and I've sailed across the sea, but nothing brings me to you.
Yeah. Peeper wow. Brothers Band live in the Devil's Lair. I didn't know the song was over.
I'm speechless.
That was great. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to ask the Peeper Brothers a question.
Teresa, I know one of your passions is putting on live music events at the Driftless Music Gardens. Tell me about Music Gardens. I mean, now I think we just got to 1969.
Yeah, Driftless Music Gardens is a beautiful land that is actually, it started off and still is the Wallace Family Farms, our beautiful sister Cricket. It's our rhythm guitar player Tim's wife. It was her family land, and she always had dreamed of also having music festivals out there. And so when we had the opportunity to take People Fest to another level, we moved on out and called it Driftless Music Gardens. And now it is just in the rolling hills with music and actual gardens and just a lot of love that flows around that land.
Where is Yuba, Wisconsin?
It's out in the Driftless region. So by Hillsboro, Richland Center, right out there.
Oh, okay. So it's not too far from Madison.
Absolutely not too far. Not too far from music. Minutes. Hour and 40 minutes.
Nice.
It is such a beautiful part of the state.
I want to go to one of these this summer.
Yeah. I sure hope you do.
Well, tell us about what you guys are doing for some like social distancing. And you're not just doing the full-on festival this year.
This year, the festivals are planned to go, but it's down to a 300 max capacity for people, and that's a limit we put on ourselves, knowing that we have the space to safely facilitate space for everyone to come out and stay in their pods and do it safely and do it right, and hopefully people cooperate, wear masks in the common areas, and try and not hug all the people we really, really want to hug.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me, like, what's it going to be like in like one of the pods? How are you setting that up? Describe one to me.
And speak up just a little bit, or get closer to the mic.
Yeah, it's going to be certain like zones, and we ask that you stick with the people that you arrive with. You know.
And how many to a pod?
Four.
Okay.
I believe.
You know, in
it's
wide open.
It's going to be like a camp by your car situation. Yeah. So we'll have like a space measured out for each vehicle and each campsite, and give everyone the opportunity to do this safely.
It sounds wonderful. It sounds safe. I mean, you're going to be, this is open air and on a big farm in rolling hills in Wisconsin. It doesn't get any better with that.
It sure doesn't.
Teresa, let's drift back to the musical gardens for a moment. I see that there are a few live music festivals planned for this summer. What does your team have in store for us?
We have a handful of awesome things happening this summer. People Fest and Bonfire will be happening again. We have a weekend with Leftover Salmon, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the infamous String Dusters. We have a weekend with Frog Leg. We have The Summer is Dead. We did last year a Grateful Dead tribute. And so we're going to do something like that again and bring some other people on board. And it's going to be a good time. We have Armchair Boogie out there doing their own little weekend. So it's going to be a beautiful summer of music once again.
We just talked to the guy from Horseshoe and Hand Grenades
2 weeks ago.
That's right. We were talking to Adam Grill. We just had him on the show.
Perfect.
And I want to bring that up because we talked about you on his interview.
Oh, my. I love Adam. He's like my brother as well. Indeed.
Well, we were talking about the song that you and Adam had done with Charlie Behrens.
That's good. Oofta?
Yeah.
Or the Wisconsin Jubilee. I had the very big privilege of being on two songs on their record. So that was a good time.
I think we've played them both now. Yeah. And we were just talking about the experience and Charlie Behrens. It would be so fun to get him on the show. And we're actually trying, so.
Do it. He's a good man. They're both real good people.
He'd be a hoot.
Start your email with.
That sounds like the right description of him, too. A hoot.
Just lead off with "Hey there, guy."
And he went to the UW here, to the UW Madison. Yep. The next song you guys are going to play for us tonight is called "You Already Knew." What I do know is this is a People Brothers tune. Tell me what I don't know.
Oh, it's a song I wrote a long time ago, and I love what Teresa brought to it, kind of doing the other perspective. You know, and kind of answering, and it just adds another layer to the song. It was on our first studio album, Middle of the In-Between, I believe. So it's an oldie but a goodie.
Let's hear it. It's the People Brothers Band on 92.7. Thank you.
you smiled when you looked at me. You said, well, that's my favorite kind. Got back to the house. We didn't have time to pour the wine. Now we hardly made it through the door. There were no questions. You already knew.
People Brothers Band.
Thank you.
Live in the Devil's Lair, 92.7 FM, 844-967-2789.
You know, the People Brothers Band go back with me a long ways to Atwood Fest and Atwood Summerfest, and one of my favorite shows was actually watching the People Brothers Band backstage at Atwood Fest, right? But you know what was really one of even more favorite experience of mine for People Brothers Band? We pulled up on a boat behind the stage at the Memorial Union.
Oh my.
And we just sat there and watched the People Brothers Band and then Natty Nation. You guys were both playing that same night.
It was a beautiful sunset,
if
I remember correctly.
That was a good day.
Oh man, we got off the boat and we were dancing in up at the stage for a while, and then we ended up back in the boat and, you know, hearing the People Brothers Band out on the lake. That was pretty cool.
It was a fun experience for us as well. The terrace is gorgeous.
Isn't it? One of my favorite places. Teresa, the People Brothers Band are working on a new album, and I heard it's being produced by wheelhouse fiddler Kenny Leiser.
Yes, sir.
Spill the tea.
I don't know how much I can spill yet. What I can say is that this is the first time we've ever done a project like this, an album in this aspect, trying to do it in a safe manner and really, really taking our time with it. And Kenny is just a genius. He's worked with each one of us individually to try to bring out the best in all of us and just make a killer album. I think the last few years have garnered a lot of experiences throughout each of our lives, and so we have a lot of emotion and a lot of things going into this album.
And are you recording this like all kind of mobily on your own, or are you going to a studio to record?
We are doing both of those things.
A little of both.
A little of both. Yes,
multiple
indeed.
Multiple
studios. Mm-hmm.
And are you guys gonna, you know, release this like a traditional CD, or, you know, I notice a lot more bands are starting to release, you know, more digital singles and think more digitally these days.
We are chatting it up, but we're absolutely going to have a CD. We hope to put something on vinyl this time. That's a little something that all of us have a passion for and have wanted to do.
You know, we had Elliot from the Earthlings on earlier in the show, and they went to the Ozarks and on the way out to the Grand Canyon to chase UFOs and stuff. Maybe you could do this, something like that as well.
I think we can chase them right here in Madison.
They already know about us.
That says a lot about Madison.
Yes, it does.
The next song you guys are going to do is from Middle of the In-Between and your first album, and this song is called Lay Me Down. Tell me about this song.
Well, this song was written by Bobby and Tim.
It came, and Nikki.
And Nikki, yes. Nikki. One of our old guitar players and our brother Nikki. And this is one of those tunes that you can't help but dance to, and we love it. Craig always says we're going to take you down the Mississippi when we play this tune.
Yeah. Love the Mississippi. Let's hear it. The People Brothers Band.
Grab your hand and run away. You had something. Well, lay me down.
Lay me down.
Lay me down.
Lay me down.
On that hot, funky Mississippi River ground. Yeah.
I fell down deep down into a mellow dream. Yeah, I was wearing the biggest smile that you ever see.
You let me do and that thing I wanna do. Mississippi River ground, yeah,
Bobby G, Craig Bauman, Teresa Marie, live in the Devil's Lair and from the People Brothers Band.
Mississippi River ground.
Wow. You're just messing with me now, aren't you?
Oh, Jimmy's red.
We're having a good time.
You know, you can count on me to make a little mistake here and there.
I think it was perfect. It went right in with the song. We
it did.
It was
excellent. I appreciate y'all. Can you hang on just a couple minutes? We're going to pay some bills, and we'll come back and do a couple more songs.
Indeed.
You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.